Good afternoon. This is All India Radio and I'm Gunmala Kapoor with the Midday News. The headlines. Elaborate arrangements made for second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Campaigning for the third phase gains momentum. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government is firmly behind farmers affected by recent rain and hailstorms. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addresses rallies in Kerala today. Unseasonal rain affects normal life in many parts of the country, claims 30 lives. Mahavir Jayanti being celebrated across the country with religious fervour. Indonesia votes to elect a new president. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Chennai Super Kings this evening. Elaborate arrangements have been made for tomorrow's second phase of Lok Sabha elections. 95 constituencies spread over 11 states and one union territory will go to the polls in this phase. These include 38 constituencies of Tamil Nadu, 14 in Karnataka, 10 in Maharashtra, 8 in Uttar Pradesh, 5 each in Assam, Bihar and Odisha, 3 each in Chhattisgarh and West Bengal, 2 in Jammu and Kashmir and 1 each in Manipur and Puducherry. Earlier, 97 seats were scheduled to go to the polls in the second phase. The election to Vellore in Tamil Nadu has been cancelled over allegations of excess use of money power, while election to Tripura East has been postponed to the third phase over law and order concerns. In Tamil Nadu, besides the 38 Lok Sabha seats, 18 assembly constituencies are going to the polls tomorrow. 822 candidates are in the fray for parliamentary elections and 269 for assembly by-elections. Nearly 6 crore electors are eligible to vote. Polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. In Madurai, the voting time has been extended till 8 p.m. in view of the famous Kalaragar festival. More from our correspondent.
Handing over of more than 1.5 lakh EVMs, VVPATs and other election materials at over 67,720 polling booths will be undertaken by zonal teams by this evening, which will be received by election officials there. Carrying mobile phones by voters have been barred inside the booths. Shamianas are being erected in polling stations where there is no natural shade, so that voters can come and vote comfortably. Volunteers to help elders and differently abled and other basic amenities have been made available to ensure inclusive elections. As the profile of the voters is predominantly youth, social media, print and audio-visual media have been engaged by the ECI to attract them to polling booths tomorrow. Jay Singh, AR News, Chennai.
In Maharashtra, all necessary measures have been taken to ensure free and fair voting. More from our correspondent.
Polling parties have been instructed to reach their respective places by this afternoon along with EVM machines and related material for tomorrow's election. Security personnel have already taken position for confidence building measures and safety and security of voters and poll workers. Total 1,86,06,926 voters will decide the fate of 179 candidates in fray. Ramesh Jaibhai, AIR News, Aurangabad.
Our Guwahati correspondent takes a look at the poll preparations in Assam.
Adequate security personnel have been deployed so that voters can avail their rights without any fear. Arrangements for webcasting and video recording at some places have also been made. Special arrangements are being made for Divyang, female and elderly voters so that they can exercise their franchise easily. Altogether, 50 candidates are in the fray in this phase, while all the 5 seats are likely to see straight or triangular fights. With Manas Pratham Sharma's report from Guwahati, Anuja Bhardwajan, AIR News.
In Bihar, Purnia, Kishanganj, Katihar, Bhagalpur and Banka will go to the polls tomorrow. Our correspondent reports that more than 86 lakh electorate will decide the electoral future of 68 candidates.
In this phase, over 3,200 polling stations out of total 8,644 booths are critical and would remain under direct surveillance of micro observers. In Simanchal region of Bihar, in Kishanganj, around 85 kilometers straight along with Indo-Nepal border is under strict vigil, and 105 kilometers long border of the poll-bound constituency with neighboring West Bengal has been sealed. To ensure free, fair and peaceful elections, around 1 170 polling stations of Banka and some of Bhagalpur Lok Sabha constituency are Naxal affected. Due to security reasons, polling time has been curtailed in Katoria and Velhar area till 4 p.m. in Banka parliamentary constituency. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, AIR News, Purnia.
Campaigning is picking up for the third phase. Polling in this phase will take place on the 23rd of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a rally at Madha in Maharashtra today. He said the government will stand firmly behind the farmers affected by the recent rain and hailstorms. The Prime Minister said if the NDA again comes to power, top priority will be given to resolve the water problem. He said a separate Jal Shakti Mantralay will be constituted. Mr. Modi said the country needs a majboot sarkar and not a majboor sarkar, and gave the assurance that if the NDA comes to power, not a single corrupt person will be spared and that terrorists will be taught a lesson. Mr. Modi is also beginning his two-day campaign in Gujarat. He is to address public meetings at Himmatnagar, Surendranagar and Anand today. Congress President Rahul Gandhi is campaigning in Kerala since yesterday. Today he addressed a rally in his second constituency of Wayanad. Mr. Gandhi said it is an honour for him to visit Wayanad and to represent their voice. He said he does not want to have a relationship of a few months with the people of Wayanad, but wants to have a lifetime relationship. The Congress president will also hold public meetings in other parts of the state today. The BJP has criticised Congress leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot for his alleged remarks against President Ramnath Kovind. Party spokesperson GVL Narasimha said in New Delhi that the Congress should apologise for the reported remarks of Mr. Gehlot. The party appealed to the Election Commission to give a notice to Mr. Gehlot and issue a directive that no political party should make remark critical of the President. In Tamil Nadu, the income tax authorities have seized 1.48 crore rupees of unaccounted cash from the premises of a TTV Dinakaran-led AMMK party functionary at Andipatti. The AMK is contesting from the Andipatti assembly segment under the Theni Lok Sabha constituency, which goes for by-polls along with the Lok Sabha polls tomorrow. The son of State Deputy Chief Minister and AIADMK Coordinator O Paneerselvam is contesting from the Theni Lok Sabha constituency. This is All India Radio giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on Twitter at AIR News Alerts.
News Services Division of All India Radio is broadcasting a special live program, Janadesh 2019, on the developments related to the general elections 2019.
Tune in to the FM Gold channel of AIR from 4.05 p.m. to 4.30 p.m. every day till the announcement of results to listen to this special program.
At least 30 people have lost their lives due to unseasonal rain and dust storms in several parts of the country. In Gujarat, officials said 10 people were killed from different areas, including districts in North Gujarat and the Saurashtra region. Most of the deaths have been reported from North Gujarat due to lightning strikes and the falling of trees. In Rajasthan, gusty winds and rain affected normal life in the state yesterday. Several trees and electric poles were uprooted in different parts due to high velocity winds. 10 people were killed. 4 people each died in Chhalawar in Jaipur, while deaths were also reported from Baran and Udaipur. In Madhya Pradesh, unseasonal rain, dust storms and lightning wreaked havoc, claiming 10 lives in the state. A report.
According to reports, at least 10 people were killed in the state due to sudden change in weather and lightning. 3 people in Indore, 2 in Badnavar and Khargon, and 1 each in Ratlam, Shajapur and Shivpur died in the state. Meteorological department also predicts more such weather in coming days due to western disturbance. Sanjeev Sharma, AIR News, Bhopal.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of those killed due to rain and storms in various parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Manipur and other parts of the country. 50,000 rupees each for the injured have also been approved. In a tweet, Mr. Modi said, the government is doing its best to provide all possible assistance to those affected and that the situation is being monitored closely. He expressed grief at the loss of lives. Home Minister Rajnath Singh said that the centre is ready to provide all possible assistance to the states affected by heavy rain and storms. In a tweet, Mr. Singh said he is deeply pained and anguished by the loss of precious lives due to the untimely rains and thunderstorms in Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh, Gujarat and certain other parts of the country. Congress President Rahul Gandhi has expressed sadness over the loss of lives in Gujarat, Rajasthan, Manipur, Madhya Pradesh and various other parts of the country due to the dust storms. In a Facebook post, Mr. Gandhi said his thoughts and prayers are with the families of the victims. A senior official in the IMD, Dr. M. Mohapatra, said due to the influence of the western disturbance, Jammu and Kashmir, Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh and Rajasthan have experienced rainfall activity. He said,
an active western disturbance is affecting northwest India and adjoining areas of central and eastern India. It will have impact in terms of rainfall, thunderstorm, lightning and isolated hailstorms over UP, Bihar, Jharkhand, Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha and West Bengal today. However, activity will continue over northeastern state for tomorrow and day after tomorrow.
Mahavir Jayanti, birth anniversary of the 24th and last Jayanti Tirthankar, Lord Mahavir, is being celebrated across the country today. It is one of the most sacred days for people of the Jain tradition. The followers of Lord Mahavir celebrate this festival by chanting prayers, offering prasad and participating in chariot processions. In Karnataka, Mahavir Jayanti is celebrated in Shravana Belagola in Hassan district with religious zeal. The 57-foot-tall monolithic statue of Gomateshwar, located on the Vindhyagiri Hill, is worshipped by a large number of Jains today. More from our correspondent.
The birth anniversary of Mahavir, the 24th Tirthankara in Jainism, is celebrated at a grand scale in the Jain pilgrim center of Shravana Belagola. The followers offer prayers and recite the Lord's sermons. The tall monolithic statue of Mahavir is washed with fragranced oil and offered prayers. A grand procession is also taken out today. The festival is marked with prayers and fasting. Every 12 years, thousands of devotees congregate here to perform Mahamastabhisheka, a spectacular ceremony in which the statue is covered with milk, curd, ghee, saffron and gold coins. Sudhindra, AIR News, Bengaluru.
In Bihar, the main function has been organized at Kundalpur, the birthplace of Lord Mahavir in Nalanda district of the state. More from our correspondent.
Pilgrims across the country and abroad are gathering at Kundalpur, which is situated 3 kilometers away from Nalanda, to celebrate birth anniversary of Lord Mahavir. Jain devotees took part in Shobha Yatra procession this morning. A special prayer is being performed at Digambar Jain Temple in Kundalpur, which has been decorated nicely. Dugdabhishek of a statue of Bhagwan Mahavir was also performed amid chanting of mantras. Birth anniversary of the Tirthankar is also being celebrated at Pavapuri. With the report of KK Lal from Patna, Gulshan Rawat, AIR News, Delhi.
President Ramnath Kovind, Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on this occasion. In Indonesia, voting was held today to elect a new president. Opinion polls show that Joko Widodo is a clear favourite, but he faces a tough challenge from ex-General Prabowo Subianto. Preliminary results are expected within hours after polling ends, but official results are not expected until May. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad will host Chennai Super Kings this evening. The match will begin at 8 p.m. Hyderabad are currently 6th in the 8-team points table with 6 points. They have 3 victories from 7 matches. Chennai, who are the defending champions, are at the top with 14 points. They have won 7 of the 8 games so far. Last night, Kings XI Punjab defeated Rajasthan Royals by 12 runs at Mohali. Punjab are 4th in the table, while Rajasthan are 7th. Royal Challengers Bangalore are at the bottom. And now, before we close the headlines, once again. Elaborate arrangements made for second phase of Lok Sabha elections tomorrow. Campaigning for the third phase gains momentum. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi says his government is firmly behind the farmers affected by recent rain and hailstorms. Congress President Rahul Gandhi addresses rallies in Kerala today. Unseasonal rain affects normal life in many parts of the country, claims 30 lives. Mahavir Jayanti being celebrated across the country with religious fervour. Indonesia votes to elect a new president. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad to take on Chennai Super Kings this evening. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.nic.in. And with that, we end the Midday News.